The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
We are coming up. Jam your hands together. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Go to your neighbor and say you are welcome. I appreciate you. Let us have a seat in his presence. Amen. 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 I welcome everybody into tonight's program, and I pray that God alone will do the impossible in our lives in Jesus' name. Everything that we've came here tonight, God will meet us at the very point of our needs in Jesus' name. It's a privilege that I'm standing in your presence tonight to dish out the word of God, and I pray that God himself will give us the in-depth of his word in Jesus' name. Can we just we bless the name of the Lord Most High? Can we just jam our hands together as we appreciate our senior pastor in our midst tonight? Let us bless the grace of God upon them, upon him and his and mama in the house. So let us jam our hands to appreciate her. I pray that God's anointing upon your life will never run in Jesus' name. I really want to appreciate every pastorate and other ministers. God will bless us in Jesus' name. And also, can you appreciate yourself, everyone in the house? Let us appreciate God in our lives to have sustained us to see this very moment. I pray that our coming here tonight will be profitable in the name of Jesus. I can't hear your ladders. I say our coming here tonight will be profitable in Jesus' name. Via God's words tonight, God will minister to us in the name of Jesus. Just before we start, I just want us to be connected. I don't want us to see this guy, this small boy in your midst. Just be connected to heaven. And I see God blessing our lives in Jesus' name. Tonight's topic is an interesting topic, and I believe that you'll be blessed tremendously in the name of Jesus. Tonight, we'll be teaching ourselves on the topic titled Activating Positive Changes Through Prayers. Activating Positive Changes Through Prayers. You know, everyone in life desire a change. Everyone in life, either you desire it or either you like it or not, you desire a change. But everyone crave for positive changes, which is our portion in Jesus' name. No, as the man of God started, we are taught that positive changes is the total turnaround or transformation of person's life to actual plan of God. If you were in the service yesterday, and your mind is at a large, you will have written this in your notepad. You know, God has destined our lives to be affected with positive change. Praise the Lord. And everyone that want to experience this change must access or must effect it through what? Through prayers. And I pray the grace to pray tonight, God will release to us in Jesus' name. I said the grace to pray tonight, God will give to us in Jesus' name. And also, positive change can also mean the development of the new development and testimonies. Praise the Lord. I said the new development and what? And testimony. That is the significance of Christ on earth is to effect a change in our lives. I believe I'm talking to someone here tonight. Christ never came to just while away his time. His main purpose of coming to this earth is to effect a change in the lives of men. And I pray that amongst what God Christ has came to do, you also will be a beneficiary of this in Jesus' name. Now, what do we mean by prayer? What do we mean by prayer? Prayer is the medium of communication from earth to heavens. Praise the Lord. Somebody say earth to heavens or earth with heavens. Now, there are two bodies here. One on earth, another one in heaven. Praise the Lord. That is, for us to access a positive change via prayer, there must be an establishment of communication. Praise the Lord. That is, men or a man must go or must realize the fact that for us to be outstanding, for us to bring about positive change in his or her life, you must be able to communicate with heavens. And I pray that heaven will recognize and hearken to our voice tonight in Jesus' name. And also, it is a conversation between God and man. Praise the Lord. It is a what? A conversation between God and man for a proactive response. I'm going to be dwelling on this for a what? Proactive response. What do you mean by proactive? Proactive means that something that is yet to happen, God is already doing it. Praise the Lord. Now, you are yet to graduate, but your prayer has already unlocked your graduation. Am I talking to someone? You are yet to excel in that business, but via your prayer, God is already releasing to you profits beyond your imagination. Praise the Lord. That's the work of prayer. And some people, they pray amiss because in such a way that if they pray now, they are waiting for the realization of that prayer. And most times, our prayer are being banked in heaven. Praise the Lord. Our prayers are being saved in heaven in such a way that a day is coming whereas we might not be able to pray, but the one we've prayed sincerely and faithfully will work for us. Hallelujah. So that's the work of prayer. So prayer is a medium of communication to God for a proactive response. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes they go like their papa said something that when your level of prayers, where your level of prayer stops, that's where your progress stops. If you said you are tired of praying, then you are tired of being progressive in life. And I pray that the grace for us not to be weary, God will release to us in Jesus' name. You know, the more we invest in our lives, the more life itself gives to us what we desire. Hallelujah. The more we invest in this life, that's what the life will give to us. And I pray that the grace for us to pray intensely, God will release to us in Jesus' name. I said, God will release to us in Jesus' name. Now, anyone that will experience a change must be able to speak. Tell your neighbor, speak. Speak. Now, what do we mean by speaking? Now, if I just held the mic here and I'm not talking louder or I'm not even talking at all, you can't understand me and communication has not yet established. Praise the Lord. I will continue to emphasize on communication. And everybody in our elementary, we have been made to understand that communication means that when you send a message, the receiver must understand. Am I right? That's why when Papa will say, let us pray, it is not cajoling us to just open wide our mouth. That is, if you are just praying without understanding, you are just wasting your time. Hallelujah. So for us to establish a commitment, for heaven to act into our prayer, we must pray with understanding. And while praying with understanding, communication has been established. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, we are going to bring forth some examples from the scripture. But before that, I want you to understand that unchallenged Christian can never taste a change in life. And I believe that you are not in that category. Praise the Lord. I said, I believe you are not in that category in Jesus' name. You know, Job, as an example of faith, despite all the challenges he faced in life, he never shut his mouth. I believe majority of us that are here, we are Bible scholars. Job never gave in to any problem. Praise the Lord. The more he was afflicted, the more he cried to God. His family members, his friends, everybody, they deserted him. But Job, he cried to the Lord. He went in the place of prayer and he effect his change. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. And I pray that the grace for us to effect a change in our lives, God will give to us in the name of Jesus. Let us open to the book of Job chapter 8 verse 5 so that we can establish what I'm trying to say. Amen. Job chapter 8 verse 5. It reads thus. If thou wouldest seek unto God betmes and make thy supplication to the Almighty. Praise the Lord. Another version says, if you can cry. I just want to use that phrase. If you can cry. Another version says, if you can speak. Praise the Lord. All these things came through what? The mouth. So if you can cry to God that, Father, Jesus, this is what I need in my life. I believe, and with your faith, God is going to do it in the name of Jesus. I said, God is going to do it in Jesus' name. And other areas that make Job to be restored is that Job was very, very aggressive. Praise the Lord. That man was very, very aggressive. What he has worked for so many years was just destabilized in a day. But notwithstanding, never giving to that problem. He already knew the end from the beginning because he knew the God he was serving. And I pray that God will attend to us tonight in Jesus' name. I said the grace for violent spirit to effect a change in our lives, God will release to us in Jesus' name. Now, let us go to the book of Psalms 37 verse 5. Psalms 37 verse 5. For us to effect a positive change in our lives, There are some things that we must do. Psalm 37, verse 5. I'll read it. He said, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust in him, and he shall what? Bring it to pass. That is, if you don't commit your way to God, like what Papa said yesterday, God will fold his arms and we will just see you as if you are a know-all person, that you know everything. Praise the Lord. So every day of our life, we should commit our ways to God. It's not that God is somewhere in your room. You just say, hello, sir. No. You have to establish this communication via what? Prayer. That's what I mean. Via what? Prayer. God, this is what I need. God, this is what I need. And I pray that God will bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. It says, commit your ways to the Lord God, and he will what? And you shall prosper. Praise the living Jesus. Now, for God to attend to our needs, we have to what? To pray. And I pray tonight that God will release the grace for us to pray the more in the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to realize that prayer may be long. Prayer may be short. Prayer can be individual. You can be alone praying. And prayer can be corporate, as what we've came here to do tonight. The only difference is that desperation. Tell your neighbor, desperation. That's why you see some people while praying, some people with food pockets, some people will be lost in thought. That's not prayer. And Pastor Pei once sometimes ago, our Lagos church pastor said something that if you are praying and you are not seeing effect, you are playing. Hallelujah. If you are praying and there is no effect, you are playing. So for us not to just waste our teeth here, our energy and everything, let us summon our strength tonight. Let us summon every courage to pray desperately. And I see God attending to all our situations in Jesus' name. Without taking much of our time tonight, I will just give us two keys to effect a change through prayers. Just two. We have lots, but I will be giving us two tonight. Praise the Lord. The first key is violent faith. Tell your neighbor, violent faith. I never said faith. Violent faith. Say that. Violent faith. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 38, verse 1 to 7. Isaiah, chapter 38, verse 1 to 7. Everybody knows the story, but I just want us to read. I will paraphrase it. I won't be reading everything. Isaiah 38, verse 1 to 7. He said, it came to pass when the king Isaiah heard it that he rent his clothes. Verse 38 rather. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, blah, blah. Everybody knows the story that Isaiah was sick to death. Praise the Lord. Hezekiah was sick to the point of dying. And God sent a prophet, a sincere prophet that killed about 400 Baals, prophet of Baals. He sent him to him that, man, you are dying today. But because of his faith, and because he never gave into that prophecy, he never shut up his mouth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I believe majority of us, if Baba Debo should come to our house and say, because you are sick, you will die. Everybody, you say to Baba, I've said it. Baba, I've said it. But this man never gave it. It's just as if Baba Debo should come now, that this is what will happen. God has sent me. But this man went to God. He cried to God. He cried to God that, Father, I can't die now. He made God to realize that I have served you faithfully. Praise the Lord. Anything you are doing and you don't have faith in it can never work for you. Praise the Lord. I will digress a little. Now, if you are coming to this commission and you never have faith in this commission, it can never work for you. So anything you are doing, make sure you do what? Faithfully. When you read through that verse, maybe verse 2, it says, I have served you faithfully. And God remember that work, that word, that work that he has done for him. Via what? Prayer. Praise the Lord. So his violent faith restored him back. God never sent another prophet to him. God sent that same prophet that go back to Hezekiah. Tell him that this is this and this. And God added how many years? 50. God gave him an extension of 15 years. Praise the Lord. I see God attending to our prayers tonight via violent faith in Jesus' name. I said, God will attend to us in the name of Jesus. Majority of us will pray and will never receive response because what? We are what? We are faith deficient. Praise the Lord. We are faith deficient. What I've said tonight, will it come to pass? And when we doubt in our heart, everything we've requested might not come to pass. Praise the Lord. Because the Bible made us understand that without faith, nobody can do what? You cannot please God. You cannot even walk with him. By faith, Abraham what? Worked with the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we can't go to the case of Abraham because our father has given us so many examples and so many illustrations about Abraham's faith. I pray that God of heaven will increase our faith tonight in Jesus' name. I said, God will increase our faith tonight in Jesus' name. This man cried to God via what? Prayer. And also, he didn't pray alone because he has served. Because he had served God, and God attended to him by restoring him. I pray that everything we might have lost, God will restore them back to us in the name of Jesus. I said, God will restore them back to us in Jesus' name. Tell your neighbor, violent faith. Violent faith. Another key, which will be the last key, is always pray. Tell your neighbor, always pray. Always pray. In the book of Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Let us quickly turn to the book of Gospel according to Luke chapter 18, verse 1. He said, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not what? Faint. Men ought to do what? Always pray. Who is speaking here? This is our Lord Jesus Christ. Even before Jesus Christ started his ministry, he did something which was so spectacular, which is what? He prayed. So please don't see it as if we're here on Saturday now. Papa gave us points of prayer yesterday. So what are we still looking for today? God said we should always pray. And if you listen to the latter part of the message yesterday, Papa said even if you are driving, you pray. If you are cooking, you pray. Anything we are doing, always ensure that your mind, your heart is connected to heaven. Praise the Lord. And I see God giving us this spirit in Jesus' name. Jesus was encouraging his disciples because he observed something. He observed the inability for them to pray as expected. I pray tonight the grace for you to pray as expected by heaven. God will release to us in Jesus' name. I said God will release to us in the name of Jesus. Now, when you look at that verse 7, when we pray unto the Lord, God will bring justice unto us. Praise the Lord. Jesus was telling them some parables. I don't want us to read the whole scripture. But when you study that verse 7, because you are consistent, because you are persistent in what you're doing, God will not just overlook your cry. God will not overlook your effort. He will come in by himself to what? To fight for you. He said God himself will bring justice for his what? For his chosen ones. And who are those chosen ones? Those that what? That seek God, that diligently what? Seek him. And I pray that God, by his infinite mercy, will give us the grace to always pray in the name of Jesus. I said God will give us the grace to pray in the name of Jesus. Now, the last point I gave to you, he said always pray. We are not to pray in the morning, not to pray in the afternoon. He said always. That is, we expect to pray in the morning and what? In the night. The Bible makes us understand that Jesus left some people. You know why Jesus was growing up? He was trying to manipulate it. Sometimes when they go out to do some things, he will sneak out. Am I right? His mother will be looking for him. She will pick him, take him home. Am I right? But when Jesus grew up, he realized that these people will not allow me to do this work. He now left for 40 days. And what? 40 nights. So for you coming day and night, someone has done it before. Someone has done all this before, and this is our great example. I pray that the grace to follow such God will give to us in Jesus' name. So what am I trying to say in essence? Don't see it as maybe the administration of the church is just trying to fabricate or to indoctrinate you. No, not at all. We are following the principle. You know, Paul says something when we discussed in our self-fellowship last week. He said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. That is, Paul always pray in day and night. Am I right? So if Paul will say something that imitate me as I imitate Christ, that is everything Christ did, Paul also does it. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So we should pray day and night. And I see God giving us testimonies in the name of Jesus. I see God giving us testimonies in Jesus' name. Alright, let us proceed. Let us open to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. It's a golden verse that everybody knows. It says what? Pray without what? Ceasing. Pray without ceasing. But I love the version I used here. Good news. It said, pray all times. Pray all times. That is to me. He's just imitating. That maybe that's where the MTN network found their slogan. Pay by the seconds. Or what do they used to say? He said, this version says, pray all times. That is per second you pray. Per seconds you pray. Anytime you just feel that you are not busy, engage in prayer. And I see God blessing us in the name of Jesus. Let us quickly look into the Gospel of Saint Luke again, chapter 2, verse 37b. Saint Luke, chapter 2, verse 37b. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I believe you can hear my voice. Praise the Lord. Now, we're talking about a woman here. She's a widow. Praise the living Jesus. Now, this woman, she does fasting day and what? And night. Despite her age, she still fasts. And I believe the highest age or the oldest in our midst has not reached this woman's age. Am I right? Praise the Lord. So we don't have any problem. Anything we are asked to do, some people have done it far, even beyond what we are asked to do. So if you are asked to pray tonight, I want to see your desperation. And I know that God of heaven will attend to us tonight in the name of Jesus. I said, I see God attending to us tonight in Jesus' name. Prayer is something that we cannot overemphasize. Praise the Lord. Prayer is something that we cannot explain enough. We can't explain it. A day is not enough to explain prayers. To those that pray very well, you understand what I'm saying. You know why Papa was saying yesterday, he asked someone that, how many minutes do you use for your worship? He said, for your prayer, he said 30 minutes. Our Papa said that even 30 minutes is not even enough of worship. Praise the Lord. So when you are so serious in the place of prayer, and you are so desperate, it brings transformation. That's just it. You know, Jesus prayed to some certain extent that his disciples, they couldn't recognize him. Praise the Lord. That was what happened to Moses then. When Moses came back from that month, nobody could behold him. Praise the Lord. So prayer does something that even those people that have seen you before, when you pray desperately, it brings about what? Positive change. Something must just change in your life. And I pray that that change will be effective tonight in the name of Jesus. If you have the faith, I say that faith, that grace will be bestowed upon us tonight in Jesus' name. Just before we round up and we go into prayer in a few minutes, I want to tell us the results or outcome of positive change. Let us assume that, okay, God has acting to us. What are the results or outcome of positive change? I will still be giving us two. The first one is jubilation or celebration. Whenever the status of a man changes in life, people tend to move closer to them. I have read such lately, you know, sometimes ago, the Bible says, let the weak say I'm strong. Okay, I used to be rich. Okay, so I have many friends that an hyperbole. Okay, so now as God is now doing it, praise the Lord, people will tend to move closer to you. That's just it. You know, Papa made us to understand something, that if you were not that rich, people will not recognize you. But let God just drop something into your account, your phone will ring per seconds. Praise the Lord. So the effect or the outcome of positive change is what? Jubilation and celebration. Even what you cannot do in 10 years, people say, ah, that man, he can do this thing. He can build a 3-story building in 30 days. Praise the Lord. So because of what? Because of a change. And I see that change effective in your life in Jesus' name. I said that change will be manifesting in your life in Jesus' name. And lastly, the outcome of positive change is what? It brings glory to God. Hallelujah. It brings what? Glory to God. We are going to establish it in the book of John chapter 11 verse 4. John 11 verse 4. Let us quickly look into this account. Amen. John chapter 11 verse 4. It reads thus. But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning. Amen. Alright. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but to the what? To the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Praise the Lord. Jesus wants to glorify himself in you. That's why he's seeking you to seek him. Do you get that? Jesus is waiting for you to seek him. And the Bible made us understand, no one can seek the Father except what? Through the Son. Hallelujah. So when your problem wants to get solved, you have to what? To cry to God. And having cried to God, it brings what? Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are not responding. Hallelujah. Are we here tonight? Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor that the outcome of positive change brings glory to God. Alright, we are back. And I pray that such will be manifesting in our lives in the name of Jesus. I said we are going to have such expression in our lives in the name of Jesus. Brethren, tonight, I believe we've heard it all. Prayer is the only thing that can bring about what? Positive change in your life. No matter how will I put it? No matter how vast you are in life, without prayer you cannot go fast. No matter how vast you are, you can never go fast without prayer. Prayer is the only thing that can take a man to the highest level. Prayer distinguishes. That's just the work of prayer. Prayer turns what seems impossible and make them possible. And I pray that such grace will be released upon us tonight in Jesus' name. Once again, can you ask your neighbor, are you ready to pray? Please, we are going to be exercising some prayer gym tonight. So if your neighbor is not praying, please just quickly go. Don't be contaminated. Just switch to another. We have so many regions. Shift to another direction and pray. And I pray that God of heaven will hearken to every of our prayers tonight in Jesus' name. I said God will hearken to every of our prayer points tonight in Jesus' name. God will bless us is in the words in Jesus' name. Let us rise to our feet as we pray tonight.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.